I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, so Gator, baseball matters in this town, and for the last decade, we haven't had a lot of these types of conversations. But for the decade prior to that, we did it every summer. Second-guessing managerial moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second-guessing managerial moves is, it means that baseball matters. It means the city's into it. It means the minutia of the game is getting unpacked. And usually it's great for us because it means people care and games are more fun. And they're highly scrutinized. And baseball managers make literally hundreds of decisions during a game. And there are high-profile ones and there's more subtle ones from how you're going to play in the field against a certain batter, how you're going to defend a guy, what pitches you're going to throw a certain batter, when to get a guy up in the bullpen. It's more than just putting out a lineup and deciding on pinch hitters and arms. But one of the ones that has come up a lot more recently is quit pinch hitting for Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah, it's understandable to a degree. I mean, at some point you have to trust in a player and say, this guy's going to be an everyday player. We're not going to take him out of the game because there's a left-handed pitcher coming on the hill. He's getting a larger sample size of left-handed opportunities against left-handed pitching, and he's doing okay at it. It's not great. Last I checked, it was like 230 hitting against lefties, but you know, you're going through Riley Green. He doesn't take any days off, and he's hitting like 210 against lefties. So I can understand wanting to give somebody more of that opportunity, as they deserve more of that opportunity. And I think Kerry Carpenter is deserving. I mean, basically, he's been the team MVP outside of Scooble.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly for this part of the season, since he's been back, absolutely. You know, first half of the season, I think it would be safe to say it was Riley Green. But Kerry Carpenter is a guy that's given his team a major lift over the last 10 games.
So, in Friday night's game, I had the game on the radio at the time. I was in the car. And I didn't hear anything about there being any injury or otherwise. But late in that game, we saw an example of why, every once in a while, it makes sense. Vierling was pinch hitting for Kerry Carpenter. He was pinch hitting for Kerry Carpenter. And this is the high end of what can happen. But sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. And A.J. Hinch is not going to bat 1,000. But they're down 2 runs with 2 on base in the bottom of the 8th, and he makes that call.
Right, and bringing in the guy who's hitting like 220 at the time.
Yep.
Regardless of who's pitching, that's what his average has been. And I think fans are going to continue to have that angst about it, whether it's particularly when it comes to Kerry Carp. They just want to see Carp get the chance. But whether and now Vierling's out indefinitely here, but you know, Jamai Jones or Andy Ibanez are right-handed options coming off the bench that they will continue to go to because of the track record and because of what they've done this year. Both of those guys have, you know, shown the ability to hit left-handed pitchers. So I understand it. A lot of it is also, it's dependent on where in the game this is happening.
Sure.
You know, and again, adding to the angst of the Tigers fan that wants to see Kerry Carpenter have that moment. Hey, it's a tie game, and you got 2 on and 2 out, and you got 2 runners in scoring position. A base hit gets it done. Oh, but there's a lefty on the hill, and fans will go nuts because they want to see Carp deliver in that situation because they think he can, and I think he's going to get more opportunities.
Well, you know, it's important for the manager that he has enough moves that work out that result in more wins than losses. A.J. Hinch has been a net plus for sure in his time here in Detroit. And the crazy thing about it is all of the goodwill that he has built up, it feels like in the last month and a half. There has been some undermining. There's been some undermining, and we got a text today about job status. But at the end of the day, that's an example of a call he made working out. 248-539-9797. Feedback to the same number, champ and chump votes as well. We've asked people what it would take to make you feel better about your Tigers, that they have perhaps maybe gotten back on track. What's that moment that you'll go, okay, I'm feeling good about the way they're going to finish this season? From an unnamed texter, no in between. They must go 5-2 this week minimum. These teams are not good. Go 5-2, and the division will be pretty well in the books. I mean, if as long as Cleveland doesn't go 5-2 or 6-1.
Right. You don't want to see that happen.
No.
I think this team has a great opportunity to win a lot in the upcoming week and a half.
Well, if they win both series, one of them is a four-game series. So if they win both series, that's at minimum 5-2.
Yes.
So I can see where this texter is coming from. It's all dependent upon, of course, what the team chasing you does, too. A double-digit lead in the division was so nice and comfy. I would like that back, please. Well, if you get a double-digit lead with this much time left on the schedule, it's pretty much over.
They said please.
They did say please, using their manners. And I don't know if we're ever going to see a double-digit lead. That's an insanely large lead. But, I mean, each day, the clock is ticking on Cleveland. Like, they got to make a move.
Yeah.
They've made a move, and they got to keep making a move. They got to make another move. Or they got to hope for utter disaster in Detroit.
I mean, in the end, take a step back, look at all the teams, and say to yourself, or ask yourself the question.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Who is the best team in the division? I think it is the Tigers. And I don't think it's really even that much of an issue. Now, because Cleveland got hot and the Tigers got ice cold, it's, you know, our confidence is taking a little bit of a hit here. But in the end, still look at Cleveland, still look at Kansas City, and look at Detroit. And I just think the Tigers have the superior roster.
Matt at Madison Heights says, if we get 3 to 4 more Carpenter bat drops over this next week, my anxiety's gone.
That's a lot.
Yep. But hey, he said, we asked what would it take. He's telling us. Chad in a truck. What would make me feel better about the Tigers is just what AJ says. Going out and winning 2 out of every 3 games. As long as they do that, they will win it all.
Absolutely.
That's probably spot on.
Well, I mean, that'd be the best winning percentage of baseball if you do that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not some bold proclamation. It's not sexy. It's not over the top. It doesn't make people go, whoa, but he's right. 2 out of every 3 games.
Well, in the end, I think if you win 67% of your games,
yeah,
that's woe worthy.
Yep. 248-539-9797, Tiger fans, what will it take for you to feel better? Tigers will flounder around 500 for the month of August and maintain a slim lead in the division. Then September will hit, and the good teams will wipe the floor with them. They'll not only lose the division, but they'll be out of the playoffs. I'm not hoping for this outcome. It's just my prediction. That is Mark and McComb. Huh. Doom and gloom. And that's after winning a series this weekend. Champ Campbell and Morris, class acts for acting on humanity, listening to the players, and ending the game. Chump, the few degenerates who were ticked off that the coaches were running out the clock and the game was suspended early because it screwed up their bets.
Are people really complaining about it? Have you seen any of that?
I haven't, but that doesn't mean they're not out there.
I mean, if I haven't seen it, then I'd just like to assume that it hasn't happened.
248-539-9797. You ready to talk some Lions?
Yes.
What's wrong?
I just know where the discussion's going to go, so.
Backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, the starting quarterback scheduled to join us next hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.